Bump, set, spike. It's time for high school volleyball on Kansaland Radio. All the hard-hitting serves, spectacular defensive plays, and great teamwork on Kansaland Radio. Your place for Northeast Kansas high school volleyball. High school volleyball on Kansaland Radio is proudly brought to you by our area sports booster. Now we head to the court for the action.
On another busy Tuesday night of high school volleyball in Northeast Kansas, we bring you coverage from the Twin Valley League as we are at Centralia High School as the Panthers play host to Hanover and Valley Heights in what is a fantastic triangular here this evening as we have the top three teams in the Twin Valley League. Two of these three are state ranked and monster implications are on the line in terms of a league championship here in 2021. Thanks for tuning in on 92.1 KMZA or online at msksports.net. Kirk Kilman back in studio on the ones and twos. I'm Brandon Tadman, and we appreciate all of our sports boosters who make our broadcast possible throughout the course of the season. Well, the first one on tap here tonight, Centralia and Hanover, as Valley Heights will get in the next couple of matches later on this evening, but again, we have the top three teams in the Twin Valley League. Valley Heights, 21-5 overall. They are 11-0 in TVL play. Centralia is the number five team in Class 1A Division 1. They are 26-3, 10-1 in league play. But right now, Hanover is the number one team in Class 1A Division 2 with a 23-4 overall record. And they are also undefeated in league play at 10-0. So these three teams are right now combined 31-1 in Twin Valley League play. Of course, Centralia and Hanover, they played early on in the year back on August 31st. That was a Hanover victory in three sets, 20-25, 26-24, and 25-23. But Centralia, their last loss was September 18th against Hiawatha, who's a very good team as well. But since then, Centralia has rattled off 15 straight victories. Hanover went 3-3 this past weekend. Losses to Marysville, Northeast Kansas Homeschool, and Beloit. They had won eight straight prior, but again, do not have a loss in a TVL play. So again, Centralia really needing this one tonight against Hanover, keeping their hopes alive as Valley Heights, they have won the TVL the last couple of years. Last season, these three teams were 1-2-3 with Valley Heights, Centralia, and Hanover, top three in the standings. So we are set for the first one. Hanover in white tops, black shorts for Centralia. Panthers, orange numerals and lettering trimmed out in white. Blue Wildcats cross the chest of Hanover with red numerals. They are trimmed out in black. So thanks again for tuning in. We got a good one here tonight. We'll keep you on tap. We'll keep you up to date with all of the action in the area. Hanover with the first serve, and we are underway. There's a late spike. It's long. Hanover gets the first point. Jaden Wells a little strong on that spike. It's empty. Hanover gets the first point, 1-0. There's the serve by Hanover. Here's the set on the third one. They just got to get it back over. Now Hanover gets it up to the front of the net. That one is tapped over by Madison Bruna. Here's a spike attempt. Good dig on the back line there by Tessa Losi for Hanover. And then another save. And then we get a whistle and a net violation against Centralia. And the Wildcats have an early 2-0 lead. Avery Behrens, the senior, back to serve. Put it close to the back line, but taken up by Centralia. Here's the spike attempt up close. Not much juice to it. Hanover with the dig. Third hit, they got to get it back over. Now Centralia back on the counter. Here's a spike attempt blocked, but it's out. Centralia gets their first point. It's 2-1. Jaden Wells at the point of attack there for Centralia. 2-1 Hanover, just getting going. First sets, first match this evening. Valley Heights, part of the triangular as well. Here's the spike attempt. It's blasted in the air by Avery Dieters, but saved even though it hit the top of the roof. Here's a tap over by Hanover on a third hit. Now Centralia, here's a set spike attempt. Good dig by Allison Juneman for Hanover to keep that one alive. Back to the Panthers here. Here's the set. Third one, instead of the spike, they just push it back over, but good read on the back line there by Behrens for Hanover. And then there's an attempt that goes out on the far side. Hanover gets the point. They lead 3-1. So a good start for the Wildcats. Three of the first points scored. Three teams, of course, tonight that have not only league aspirations as Hanover hits one long. That was Caitlin Clipp. Centralia now down 3-2. Of course, all three of these teams have state championship aspirations with the seasons they have put together. Here's the set. Here's the spike attempt and the kill. Keegan Atkins, the junior, with a monster kill at the front of the net for Hanover to double up that lead at 4-2. Madison Bruna, the senior, back to serve. Little loft to it, just barely clips the net, but gets on over. Now Centralia, an opportunity at the net, tips, and we get a whistle. And Centralia was on the net for a second time already early on, and Hanover's lead is 5-2. Bruno once again with the serve, puts it back left corner. Here's a chance for Centralia on the spike. Not there. Good dig on the back line by Behrens. And Hanover gets another point with Atkins in front of the net, finding the open spot. It's 6-2. So a good start for the Wildcats. Again, these two teams met back in late August, early in the year. Hanover won it in three sets. Centralia has won 15 straight with their last loss September 18th. Here's the set. Spike attempt. Good height at the net, but kept alive. And Hanover with a double tap at the net for another point. Good heady play by Massey Holly. And it's 7-2 Hanover. They've scored the last four. Good start for the road Wildcats. Bruna once again on the serve. Good dig out for a potential ace block at the net. Caitlin Clipp, a part of that block, and it's 8-2 Hanover, and a quick timeout for Centralia. We'll take one as well. First match, first set. 8-2 Hanover here at Centralia. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You've seen the bumper stickers. You know, like, I break for garage sales, I break for dolphins, or I break for aliens. If your State Farm agent had a bumper sticker, it would probably say, I break for auto insurance. Because your agent's always ready to stop and listen to you, so you get the coverage you need to help life go right. That's why people have trusted State Farm with their auto insurance for more than 90 years. So next time you have a break, let's talk.
In Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska, see Tom Hilbert in Seneca, licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
Kansaland Radio.
A quick timeout. Back to the floor quickly. Hanover just earning another point. Third time Centralia has been in the net. The lead now for the Wildcats is 9-2. Back off and running here. Wildcats getting the setup. Here's the spike attempt. Beautiful tap over. Easily done by Keegan Atkins. Faked the spike attempt. And just with a little bit of touch over the net. Now 10-2 Hanover. Dominant fashion here in the first set. They have scored the last seven. Here's Centralia trying to get back on track. Good setup on the back line by Behrens for Hanover to keep it alive. Third one has to get bumped over by Clipp. Now here's Centralia back on the line. Too close to the net, and they can't get it back over. And it's another point for the Wildcats. It's an 11-2 lead here in the first set. Valley Heights and Hanover will follow. Centralia Valley Heights will close it out tonight. Key matchups all across the board here in the Twin Valley League to potentially determine who can win the league this year. Good rally here by both teams. Centralia on the attack now. There's the set. There's the spike. And this time Hanover's on the net, so a much-needed point for the Panthers. They still trail 11-3. Jaden Wells back to serve. Low-line driver. Just gets it over. There's the spike attempt and an easy kill. Macy Holly, the junior for the Wildcats, making it 12-3 Hanover. Here comes a sub into the game. Taven Stahlbomber, the junior. She's in and serving for the Wildcats with their 12-3 lead. Centralia here on the tack. Not much there. And then there's a spike at the net. Ventrilia can't block it. It's Atkins once again. She has been dynamite here early on. It is a 13-3 Hanover lead. Ventrilia trying to rally back here in the first set. Spike attempt blocked. Good dig, though, by Lena Haverkamp to keep it alive for the Panthers. Now the Wildcats an opportunity. Set. Spike in the middle. And confusion there by the officials, but it's going to be a point for Hanover. At least Centrilia might have been on the net again, but it didn't matter because it was a kill shot for the Wildcats. 14-3 Hanover here in the first set. Centrilia, here's the set near side. Spike attempt, good dig by Allison Juneman, but it ends up going back over, and there's a point for Centrilia on the far side. Atkins, wrong place, wrong time, and it's 14-4. Reagan Becker back to serve for the Panthers. Low liner. And then confusion on the back line. Juneman couldn't handle it. And an ace for the Panthers. 14-5 Hanover. Still a long way to go, but Hanover has a nice little cushion here in the first set. Becker again on the serve, and she puts it right into the net. Unforced error, giving the Wildcats another point. It's 15-5. Atkins, the early MVP in this first set for the Wildcats, will serve. Nice touch to get it over. Here's the kill shot, and it's an easy money shot for Avery Dieters. Dieters with the kill. It's 15-6. Hanover with the lead, but the Panthers have scored three of the last four. Quick sub into the game. Caitlin Olson, the senior, on the front line now for the Panthers. Here's Flinty on the serve for the Panthers. Here's a kill shot. Good dig on the back line there by Centralia to keep it alive. Another kill shot blocked at the net by Hanover. Panthers keep it alive. Third shot tapped over. Wildcats, here's the set. Backwards spike. Good touch. And it's a point for the Wildcats. Barons, again, with good touch, finding the open spot. It's 16-6 in favor of Hanover. Currently the number one team in 1A Division II. According to the Kansas Volleyball Association, Centralia is number 5 in 1A D1. Here's a spike attempt. Good save on the back line there by Owen Dieters. Kept it alive. And then a good one-handed save for Hanover on the back line. That was Macy Holly. Good long rally here for both teams. Kill shot and a money shot for Avery Dieters. And a point for the Panthers. 16-7 Hanover here in the first set. Here comes Tessa Losi, the libero for the Wildcats, back into the ball game. 16-7, Dieters with the serve. Good lob to it, gets it over on the back line. Here's a spike attempt, not much behind it, by Madison Bruna. Third one tapped back over by the Panthers. Now Hanover on the attack. There's a tap here to the near side. Might have been out, but it was saved by Haverkamp. Once again, a good rally. That one just right on the net. And they're going to say Centralia was over the net. It's going to be a point for the Wildcats. It's 17-7. Another sub into the game. Caitlin Clipp, the sophomore, checks back in for the Wildcats. Here's the serve by Hanover. Haverkamp has to save this one. It's a point for the Panthers. It was blocked by the Wildcats at the front of the net, but couldn't stay in. Hanover's lead is 17-8. There's the serve on the back line by Avery Dieters. Now the Wildcats has their spike attempt blocked, and it's going to be another point for the Panthers. 17-9. Centralia scored six of the last nine here in the first set, but still trails 17-9. Wildcats up close to the net, spike attempt, and it's in. Madison Bruna, the kill shot, 18-9 Hanover. Fast-moving first set. Here to start things off tonight, two of the best teams in Class 1A. Here's Dieters setting up her teammate. Spike attempt is in for the Panthers. That's Reagan Becker, the junior, with the finish. Hanover 18, Centralia 10. Here's Alina Haverkamp on the serve. Libero Losi on the back line, keeping it alive. Kill shot, money, and they're going to say that Atkins was over the net, and it's going to be a point for Centralia, which would have been a kill shot. Instead, it's 18-11. Centralia continues to serve. Haverkamp back. We get a whistle, and might have been confusion on the front line, or body's not in the right spots, because it's going to be another point for Centralia. Now it's just 18-12, so the Panthers kind of clawing back into this. Atkins, nice dig there on the Panther serve. Losey puts it to the back line. Here's Centralia now on the attack. There's the kill, and there's the spike. Reagan Becker again, and the momentum shifting a little bit here to Centralia. It's 18-13. They've scored four straight and six of the last seven. Crowd getting into it. Here's Haverkamp. Losey with the save and can't getting it over, but Atkins kept it low and pushed it over the net on a third try. Another kill shot. This one is in. Becker again. Here comes Centralia. Timeout. Hanover. It was 18-8. Just moments ago, Centralia's clawed back. 18-14 Hanover. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
Kansaland Radio.
Back out of the timeout. A serve by Centralia, pushed over by Hanover. A little confusion on the side of the Panthers, but they get it back over. The Wildcats on the push now. Spike attempt. Good dig on the backside by Avery Dieters. Here's another kill shot. Saved on the back line by Hanover's Losey. And the Wildcats here trying to get a big point. 18-14 Hanover here in the first set. It was 18-8, but the Panthers are clawing back, and then Losey let it go, thinking it was going to be out, but it hits the line. It stays in. Another point for the Panthers. It's 18-15. She put her hands to her face and knew it right away that she had made a mistake and should have kept that one in play. Centralia on the rally. They've scored six straight, eight of the last nine to get back into it. What a kill shot there, but a good save by Dieters. But then Hanover getting a much-needed point. Atkins with the finish. And it's 19-15 Wildcats. Wildcats back to serve. Madison Bruna put it back left. Panthers on the spike. Gets it over. Block attempt unsuccessful, and the Panthers get one. 19-16. Quick sub into the game. Caitlin Olson, the senior, into the game. Nope, she checks out. My apologies. It's Kyra Bergman. Now in on the front line for Centralia. Jaden Wells with a good serve. Bumped up on the back line. Third hit has to get over for the Wildcats. It does. Here's a set, kind of an awkward set, blocked by the Wildcats. It's up in the air, tapped again, and it's going to be a point for the Wildcats. A couple good blocks on the front line. Macy Holly there making a key play, and it's 20-16 Hanover. Clip goes out. Sub in for the Wildcats. Good. A line drive serve. Makes it to the back line. A little miscommunication, but Dieters gets it back over for the Panthers. Here's Atkins for the kill. What a save on the back line by Owen Dieters, and then it's tapped over, and the Wildcats get a point. That's Holly again. 21-16 Wildcats. So after the surge by the Panthers, a couple of big points here for the Wildcats to kind of keep it at arm's length for now. 21-16 their lead. They're in the first set. Blocked, and another point for the Wildcats. It's Holly and Atkins up front getting some key blocks here down the stretch. 22-16 Hanover. Nice serve over for the Wildcats. That's Juneman on the serve. Panthers get it over on their third tap. Wildcats a set here. Spike attempt blocked at the nets, but it's going to be a point for the Wildcats. 23-16. After that big run by the Panthers, Hanover out of the timeout, they've scored four straight. The Panthers have one more quick rally in them here in the first set. Wildcats have it now. Here's the set. Spike attempt for Atkins, and she puts it home. It's set point for the Wildcats, 24-16. Taven Stahlbommer to serve. Low liner down the middle. Hit on the back line by Haverkamp, and not controlled on the far side by Stahlbommer, and the Panthers stay alive. It's 24-17. Becker with the serve. Gets it over to the back line. It's Bruna on the set. Atkins, little touch to get it over, but the Panthers play it well. Schuneman on the back line set. Atkins for the kill. Saved up in the air. Owen Dieters on the back line. The set goes over, and then there's the kill. They have the sets, and the Wildcats take advantage of a missed hit. 25-17. Hanover takes the first set. 25-17. We're back in a moment for the second set here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you noticed that banking is this big corporate thing? To these mega banks, you're just an account number. And no one seems to even notice. You're so wrapped up in other things. Well, snap out of it! There's a movement to take back control, to take back financial freedom, to take back banking. Kasafa is checking that rewards you for doing everyday things that you're already doing anyway. So join the movement. Take back banking with Kasafa.
Ask for Kasafa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Get ready for upcoming fall and winter projects with Milwaukee Tools and a Milwaukee Tools special at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbommer Lumber in Seneca. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Stop by now and see their selection. Milwaukee has a new M18 fuel compact vacuum, and it's optimized for job site debris cleanup. The Milwaukee Tool Sale through October 31st. Remember, your project starts here at Stahlbommer Lumber in Seneca at Hiawatha Farm and Home.
The answer is yes. SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
KMZA.
Back to its second set. Hanover winning the first set over Centralia, 25-17, but the Panthers get the first point here in the second set. Hanover was up against the net, so back underway. Wildcats on the attack. Little pushover shot. Ooh, and two players run into each other. Dieters and her teammate Becker kind of collide. Both seem to be okay, but a point for Hanover. And it's 1-1. Barron's on the serve for Hanover. Kind of an awkward stance to keep it alive. Here's a spike attempt, but Atkins with the save for Hanover. Now on the third try, that's not going to get back over. It was way back out of play. Malosi couldn't keep it alive, and Centralia with a 2-1 lead. Haverkamp on the serve. Low line drive, a little tough to set it there. Atkins pushing it over on the third hit. Here's the set. Spike attempt blocked at the net. And I think they're going to say the Wildcats were up against the net once again. No, Centralia up against the net, so we're tied at 2. Here's the serve for the Wildcats. That's Juneman. Puts it back left. Centralia having to push it over on a third attempt. Here's a set. Spike down the middle. There's the save on the back line. Tough to do it, and the Panthers somehow kept it alive. That was Avery Dieters. There's Atkins, though, with the kill shot for the Wildcats. Hanover in front, 3-2. They won the first set 25-17. Two of the top five teams in the state. Hanover number one in 1A D2 right now. Centralia number five in 1A D1. Nice back line save there by Barons for the Wildcats. Now here's the set. There's the kill. Good save by the Panthers. Now they'll put a spike attempt out there. Atkins with the save. Punched over, but Owen Dieter says no thanks. Keeps it alive. Kill shot. And it's going to be good for Becker. And we're tied at three. Centralia needs this one to push it to a third set. Centralia needs this more in terms of the TVL standings. Because out of these three teams, as the Wildcats get a point on a miss hit by Centralia, 4-3 Wildcats. Valley Heights and Hanover have not lost in TVL play so far this year. Centralia 10-1. So if Hanover ends up with this win, that would put Centralia essentially two games back. But of course, Hanover and Valley Heights will play, which means one of those two teams would take a loss. So obviously, who would win that one? There's a miscommunication on the back line by Juneman for Hanover. She thought it was going to go out. It did not. And it is a point for the Panthers. It's 4-4. Becker on the back line to serve for the Panthers. A lot of juice behind it. Atkins on the back line keeps it alive. Spike attempt by Hanover, and it's going to be good. Barron's on the kill shot. Wasn't much behind it, but just put it in the right spot. The Wildcats lead is 5-4. Stahlbomber is in. To serve. Owen Dieters back line sets it up. Spike attempts. Avery Dieters kept it alive, and it's going to be a point, though, as it goes out of play. Wildcats get it. They lead 6-4. There's the serve by Hanover. Here's the set. Here's the spike. Blocked at the net, but unable to get it back over, and the Panthers are going to get a point. Nice play there by Avery Dieters. Hanover's lead is 6-5. Here's Flinty on the back line, the senior, with the serve. Here's the set, spike attempts. Owen Dieters on the back line, trying to keep it alive. Third shot, they get it back over. Now the Wildcats, front of the net. Backward push, spike attempt, and it's money. Barons with the finish, 7-5 Wildcats. Atkins back to serve. Little loft to it. Puts it towards the back line. Set up there by Flinty. They put it up front. Blocked at the net. But Bergman able to get it back over. Here's a third shot. Panthers have to push it back over. They do. Wildcats here will set it. Front of the net. Push it here to the near side. Spike attempt is in. Allison Juneman with the kill. 8-5 Hanover. Valley Heights has arrived, and they are waiting for their matchup up next. All of these have huge implications on the TBL title. Valley Heights, they have won the last two, and then prior to that, Centralia had won three straight from 2016 to 2018 as the Panthers get a point there. Cutting into the Hanover lead at 8-6. Owen Dieters with the serve. Kind of a knuckleball effect to it. There's the setup. There's the spike. Bodies hit the floor, but the Wildcats get the point. Macy Holly makes it 9-6 Wildcats. They've scored three of the last four. Holly with the serve. Barely grazes the net, but gets over. Centralia on a third try, pushing it back over. Now the Wildcats back line. Atkins with the spike. 10-point placement for Atkins. 10-6. Hanover won the first matchup between these two. That's the lone loss again in the TBL for Centralia. As that serve by Holly goes into the net, and it's a point for the Panthers. Wildcats lead 10-7. Atkins on the back line, keeps it alive here. Low dig, here's a spike attempt. Owen Dieters on the back line, puts it up high. Here's the set, far side spike, blocked by Hanover. Now we come to the near side for the Panthers. Puts it to the back line, and I'm going to say Wildcats were up on the net, so it's a point for the Panthers. Hanover's lead 10-8. Avery Dieters on the back line to serve. Low liner down the middle. Losey misdirected that one, but kept it alive. Back over for the Panthers. Here's the set. Backwards spike. Blocked at the net. Good defense up front by the Wildcats. Third attempt. Pass to get back over for the Panthers. They do. Here's the set. Down the middle. Blocked by Panthers. Push back over by Hanover. Here's Owen Dieters on the back line. Pushes it here to the near side. Good save there by Bruna for the Wildcats. Atkins pushing it back over. Good rally here. 10-8 Hanover. Set two. Here's a spike, and there's the point. Panthers get it. There's Becker on the kill, 10-9. Centralia down one. Hanover won the first set, 25-17. Dieters, that's Avery Dieters with the serve. Atkins on the back line, keeps it alive. Pushing it back over. Here's a set. Spike attempt. Becker. Losey with the save back line. Here's a set up and a spike attempt. That one is out. Ooh, I don't know. Looked like it was a good spot, but they're going to give the point to Centralia. We're tied at 10. Here's Atkins on the back line. Here's the set. There's the spike. Good diving save by Owen Dieters on the far back side to keep it alive. Good block at the front of the net there by Hanover's Juniman. Panthers trying to set it up at the net. Back side, and it's tipped. And the point for the Panthers. They lead 11-10. Good crowd on hand. Some people still filing in. It's some of the best volleyball at this level that you're going to see. I don't think there's any better triangular tonight in this classification. There's a double hit by the Wildcats, and the Panthers have the momentum with a 12-10 lead. They've scored the last six to take this two-point advantage. A timeout, Hanover. 12-10 Centralia, but Hanover leads 1-0. Back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What do you look for in a good ag lender? Local decision-making? Quick responses on questions? Personalized business packages with a focus on your financial goals? Guidance with the latest technology? On-site visits with respect for your time and your schedule? If that sounds good to you, give us a call. We're here to help you grow. First Heritage Bank, in Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC, online at 1hbank.com.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeouts, Hanover getting another error at the front of the net. Centralia getting that point. Now 13-10 Panthers here in the second set. Hanover won the first set 25-17. Atkins back line setting it up, pushing it to the near side. Third hit of a half spike attempt. Panthers save it. Spike attempt on the back line, but Centralia against the net. Wildcats get the point. Much needed point for Hanover. The Wildcats have let Centralia score seven straight to regain the lead. 13-11 Centralia. Wildcats back on the serve. Avery Behrens with the serve. Owen Dieters setting it up. Taps, and it's a point for the Panthers. Just kept it inside the line. Nice direct there by Flinty. 14-11 Centralia. And then there's an ace by Haverkamp. 15-11 Centralia now, in control, and the momentum. Here's Haverkamp again, following the ace. Losey sets it up the libero. Front side spike attempt, that one's money for Hanover. That was Juniman on the kill. 15-12 Panthers. Juniman will go back to serve. Throws it up high. Hits it to the far side back line. Saved by Centralia. Here's the set. Spike attempt, and that one's well out. Hanover back to within two at 15-13. Juniman again on the serve. Saved on the back line by Haverkamp. Here's the setup. Far side. Spike attempt saves. Good block by the Wildcats. Panthers pushing it here to the near side. Third hit gets it over. Wildcats. Atkins on the kill. Right to Owen Dieter. She keeps it up for the Panthers. And then another kill shot is down for Becker. 16-13 Centralia. Looks like we get a sub into the game. It's Caitlin Olson checking in for Kyra Bergman. There's the serve. Losey, the low dig, but that dig pushes it back over to the side of the Panthers. There's the set, there's the spike, but right to Atkins. Atkins up front. She'll go for the kill. Blocked at the net. Panthers keep it alive. Haverkamp sets up her teammate. Blocked at the net by the Wildcats again. Coming here to the near side. Becker again with the kill. 17-13 Centralia. Panthers trying to force a third set. Hanover won the first one, 25-17. Atkins setting it up after the Panthers serve. There's the spike and there's the kill. Madison Bruna there with a big point for the Wildcats, 17-14 Centralia. And Bruna will go back to serve the senior. High shot saved on the back line there by Avery Dieter. Set up shot, tapped over. Atkins puts it into the net. It's a point for the Panthers. 18-14 Centralia. Becker goes back to serve for the Panthers. They lead by four here in the second set, but they're down 1-0. Atkins gets it back. Spike put over the net. Good save to keep it alive by Olsen. Olsen here near side, blocked at the net, point for Hanover. Atkins again with a nice block. 18-15. Stahlbomber checks back in for the Wildcats, replacing Caitlin Klipp. Hanover on the serve. Good one there. Owen Dieter setting it up. Here's a push to the far side. Spike attempt is absolutely hammered by Avery Dieters. Point Panthers, 19-15. Abby Flinty now, the senior, back to serve for the Panthers. Does Hanover have one little push in them here in the second set? There's a spike attempt. Good save there on the back line by Avery Dieters. Now Dieters with the kill shot. This one launched into the air. Save back. Atkins, good job by Hanover to keep that one alive. Haverkamp with the set. Spike attempt. Not much behind it. Wildcats in possession. Atkins with the kill and it's money. 19-16. Atkins has a lot of athleticism. She's back to serve. Centralia 19, Hanover 16 here in the second set. Wildcats won the first one, 25-17. Atkins on the back line, going to keep it alive here. There's a spike attempt. Good save by Becker on the back line. Panthers now a chance for the kill. Blocked at the net. And a point for the Wildcats. They put it up for Centralia, but it's 19-17. Panthers again. Here's the kill shot, and then it's tipped at the net. But Bergman with the finish, and it's 20-17 Centralia. They're 5 points away from forcing a third set. And then on the serve attempt, Hanover was not lined up in the right spot, and that cost them a point. Now 21-17 Centralia. Owen Dieter's back to serve. Good pace to it. Wildcats with the set, blocked at the net, point for the Panthers. And we get a whistle and a timeout. Centralia with the momentum here in the second set. They lead it 22-17 over Hanover. But Hanover won the first set, 25-17. We'll see how this one plays out. We're back in 30 seconds on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Flu season will be here before you know it, and now's the time to get ready. Seneca Family Practice will be holding a drive-through flu clinic every Wednesday in October from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m., and Saturday by appointment from 9 a.m. to noon. A vaccine consent form must be filled out prior to receiving your vaccine. You can find the form on our website at www.nembch.com. Call our immunization clinic at 785-336-0350 with any questions. Nemaha Valley Community Hospital. People you know, care you trust.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, good rally to start. Wildcats missing an opportunity there. Panthers push it over on a third attempt. Now back to the Wildcats. There's a spike attempt and miscommunication on the back line. Hanover gets the point. Centralia's lead is 22-18 here in the second set. Centralia needs this one to force a third set. Miscommunication on the back line, but Owen Dieters with the save. It's got to be pushed over on the third attempt. It does. Wildcats here on the kill. Good save on the back line there by Flinty, and then good finish at the front of the net for Avery Dieters, and it's 23-18 Centralia. Two points away from a third set. Avery Dieters on the back line, punching over the opportunity. Here's the set. Floater over. A good spot there by Avery Dieters. Here's a spike attempt. Losey saves it on the back line. Atkins pushing it up front. Pushed over on a third try. Panthers back to it. Methodical. Sets it up. Spike attempt. Losey on the back line again. Saves it. And then punched into the net. So it's going to be a point for Centralia. Set point for the Panthers. 24-18 their lead. Avery Dieters launching it over. Kind of an awkward punch. Losey with the set. Spike. Good save there by Owen Dieters. Chance for the kill and the win. And there it is. It's Becker. We'll go to a third set. 25-18. Centralia takes this one. And why not? Two of the best teams in the state going to a third set. Hanover 25-17 set one. Centralia 25-18 set two. Set three coming up in 2 minutes here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Natural Spear fish oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself with rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supply. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
Kickafer & Bussing, certified public accountants in Marysville and now in Seneca, are qualified and available to assist you with all of your income tax and accounting needs. Stop by and visit Ken Kickafer, Kent Bussing, or their staff of certified public accountants and paraprofessionals. For prompt and friendly service, contact Kickafer & Bussing at their two locations, 1100 Broadway in Marysville at 562-2100, or 508 Main Street in Seneca at 336-2400 to set up an appointment. Kickafer & Bussing, where quality begins.
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas today. Beth Dieters and Fran Wright can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call 785-334-2767.
KMZA.
Here we go, underway in set number three here in the first matchup of the evening. Panthers get the first point. Touch shot over the net by Avery Dieters, 1-0 Panthers. Hanover won the first set 25-17. Centralia, second set takers, 25-18. Huge, huge TVL implications in all three of these matchups here tonight. And over on the attack, Avery Dieters with a nice save there. Wildcats on the back line. Atkins going for the dive. Oh, she kept it alive, and on a third hit, it gets over. What a play there by Keegan Atkins to keep it alive. Atkins again on the back line, keeping it. Pushed over by Hanover. Now Owen Dieters pushing it over. How kind of an awkward back and forth we go, but Centralia finally settles with the set. Hits the roof. Atkins keeps it alive. Third set. Losey gets it over for the Wildcats. Owen Dieters to the front line. Tapped over. Blocked. Point for the Wildcats. Allison Juneman with the block. And we're tied at one. Hanover coming into tonight, 10-0 in league play. Centralia 10-1. Their lone loss was to this Wildcat team. Miscommunication on the front line, a miss hit by Cliff, and a point for the Panthers. 2-1 Centralia. We could potentially see, well, now thinking about it now, I don't think that's the case. Panthers get a nice block at the front by Jaden Wells, and it falls in for a Panthers point. They lead 3-1. So again, it's going to be Valley Heights and Hanover up next. If Centralia wins, that would give Hanover their first league loss, and then Valley Heights would be the lone team as Atkins with the kill, making it 3-2 Centralia. If Centralia pulls this one out, then Valley Heights would be the lone unbeaten left in league play. With Hanover taking their first loss, and then a chance going into the third one tonight, potentially, to have these all three of these teams with one loss in league play. So a lot can play out. Here's the set, spike, and the kill. Reagan Becker finishing strong. Centralia leads 4-2. Well, Valley Heights, the top team in the TBL, they are not ranked right now. Hanover is number 1 in 1A-D2, Centralia number 5 in 1A-D1. Good dig on the back line by Bruna Atkins, pushing it over, and then it's going to stay alive, and it's going to be a point for the Wildcats. 4-3. Stahlbomber back to serve for the Wildcats. Hanover again, just four losses on the year, but three of those losses came this past weekend. There's miscommunication on the back line between Atkins and Bruna, and it falls in there. Panthers now lead 5-3. Nice touch there on the front line by Dieters. Becker back to serve, and it goes into the net. Wildcats back to within one, 5-4. Atkins to serve, a lot of strength behind it, right to the hands of Owen Dieters. Sets it up. Here's the spike. There's the point. Money shot for Avery Dieters, senior. 6-4 Centralia. Sub into the game. Olsen checks in. Bergman checks out for the Panthers. Plenty to serve, right down the center. Set up nicely by Bruna, and then there's the kill shot. For the Wildcats, 6-5. Centralia by one. We have alternated the last 6 points. As Losey goes out. Holly with the serve. Here's Centralia on the attack. Atkins with a one-handed save. Puts it to the front of the net. Panthers keep it alive on their end. Dieters with the kill. And that's Avery Dieters. Making it 7-5, kept it in back left corner. Olsen out, Wells in for the Panthers. Owen Dieters on the back line, libero. Puts it in play. Wildcats hit 2, spike 3, right into the hands of Becker. Here's a setup, front of the net, blocked, point for the Wildcats. Bruna in on the block. And we continue to alternate points. We have alternated the last 9. Back and forth we go, and set 3. Good low set, and we get a whistle. And a misplay there by Centralia is going to give the Wildcats a point, tying it at 7. Here's the serve. Here's the set for the Panthers. Dieters with the spike. That was Avery Dieters, but saved nicely. Hit back over by Bruna, but it's long, and a point for the Panthers. 8-7 Centralia. Now the officials are communicating. They said it was a Panthers point. Now they're going to meet and see if that was the right call. So they hold true. That is the correct call. So 8-7 Centralia. Avery Dieters back to serve. some authority behind it. Atkins underneath it, pushing it up. Near side spike attempt for the Wildcats, and that one is good. Caitlin Cliff on the kill. And we are tied at 8. Would expect this final set to be close. A lot on the line. Certainly Centralia needs this more than Hanover, as Hanover with Cliff again on the front with the block. Hanover back in front, 9-8. And since Hanover is not lost in league play, Centralia has one league loss. Here's the set for the Panthers. Here's the spike. There's the point. That's Becker again. 9-9. Lena Haverkamp, the junior, back to serve for the Panthers. 9-9 here in set 3. Atkins with the bump. There's the set. There's the spike onto the back line. Avery Dieter's keeping it alive and then punched over. Atkins once again will set. Pushed far side. Cliff with the point. Good placement there by Caitlin Cliff. Hanover's lead is 10-9. Losi out. Bruna in for the Wildcats. Bruna back to serve. Plenty of loft to that serve. There's the bump. There's the set. Far side spike. Blocked. Point. But it goes out. So Centralia gets the point. Becker with the kill. We're tied at 10. Get a sub into the game. Bergman checks in for the Panthers. Olsen checks out. Here's Wells on the backside to serve for the Panthers. We're tied at 10 here in the third set. Wildcats on the back line, keeping it alive with Bruna. Atkins blocked at the net, but Atkins will have a kill shot. This one blocked on the back line. Another spike attempt blocked on the back line by the Panthers. It's Bergman with the kill. Atkins sets, pushed at the net, locked on the side of the Wildcats now. Backside. Awkward left-handed push by Atkins, but it somehow works out. Hanover gets the point. Their lead is 11-10. Cliff comes out for the Wildcats. Stahlbomber checks in. She'll serve. Hanover here in the third set. Hanover won the first set 25-17. Centralia won the second set 25-18. And then there's a miscue on the side of Centralia. Hanover gets the point. They're up 12-10. They've scored 5 of the last 7 points to take this lead. Juneman with the serve. There's the bump. There's the set. Spike attempt. Good save on the back line there by the Wildcats. That's Bruna. Sets it up front. Good tap at the front of the net. And the point for Holly. 13-10 Hanover. Stahlbomber to serve. Owen Peters on the back line. Sets it up. Here's the Becker spike, but blocked by Atkins and Holly. 14-10 Hanover. Timeout Centralia here in the third set. Wildcats with a 4-point lead. We'll take a break. Back in a moment on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
92.1 FM, KMZA.
Out of the timeout, Hanover with the serve and a 14-10 lead in set 3 over Centralia. There's the spike by Becker, and Becker gets the point. Stops a 4-0 spurt by Hanover, 14-11 their lead. As Reagan Becker will go back to serve for the Panthers. Hard hit, and then Atkins with the double hit. And she used a word that we cannot use on the air in frustration there. Understandable. She let that one get away. And it's 14-12 Hanover. Back-to-back points for the Panthers. Becker again. Hard serve. Bumped in the air there by Juneman. Setting up here front line. Not a spike. Good touch over, but the Panthers save it. Here's the set, spike attempt, but it's going to be long, and it's a point for the Wildcats. Too much juice behind Bergman's spike attempt, and it's 15-12, Hanover. Atkins with the serve. Owen Dieters, awkward setup, and then it barely clips over the net, but Atkins keeping it alive on the back line. Punched over third try by Juniman. There's the bump. Backward set. Spike attempt by Dieters. Blocked at the net. Here's Owen Dieters pushing it to the near side. Third hit over. We get a whistle. And the ref stops play for... Oh, she's turning to the scorer's table and says, my bad. So inadvertent stop there. So we'll reset. 15-12 Hanover here in the third set. Here's the set. Dieters with the spike, but Hanover kept it alive. There's the third hit over. Panthers a chance. Dieters blocked at the net. Hanover can't keep it alive, though. That was Avery Dieters. It's 15-13 Hanover. Sub into the game. Olsen checks in. And Bergman out for the Panthers. Here's Flinty on the serve. There's the bump by Bruna. Set. Spike attempt for the Wildcats. Good save. Communication error on the backside, but Owen Dieters on the third try has to push it over. Wildcats on the set. There's the spike, and it's, ooh, money. Macy Holly can't do much with that one. 16-13 Hanover. Holly will now go back to serve. They lead by three here in the third set. Nearly an ace, but kept alive by Olsen. Olsen pushing it over. Holly on the back line. Atkins from deep. Saved on the back line. Panthers now up front. And it's going to be a point for the Panthers. Again, a touch shot over by Haverkamp. And it's 16-14 Hanover. Back and forth we go. Here in set number three. Valley Heights waiting their turn for the second matchup, which will be the Wildcats and the Mustangs. Losey gets it over. Now Centralia on the set. Here's a spike attempt. Good dig there by Atkins to keep it alive. Near side kill shot blocked. Atkins pushing it in the air. Another spike attempt blocked on the back line there by Flinty. Flinty putting it up front. Tap. Blocked at the net. Wildcats get the point. Goes out of play. 17-14 Hanover. Clip is in. Stahlbomber out for the Wildcats. Barron's back to serve for the Wildcats. Tapped at the front of the net. Centralia, though, keeping it alive. Pushed here to the near side. Dieters with the kill. Saved up by Barron's. Barron's now low C. Just a third hit. Cliff has to get it back over. Here's the set by Haverkamp. There's the spike. It's going to be long, and the Wildcats get the point. Too much behind it from Becker. And the lead now four for the Wildcats, 18-14. Here's the serve. Owen Dieters on the back line coming up. Front of the net, and then a spike attempt is long there for Avery Dieters. And a little bit of separation here late in the third set. Wildcats 19-14. Barron's on the serve. Put it in a good spot. Centralia sets it up. There's the spike. Losey saving it on the back line. Near side kill shot blocked at the net. Avery Dieters with the block and the point for the Panthers. 19-15 Hanover. Avery Dieters puts it over. Losey on the back line. There's the set. Blocked. Atkins keeps it alive for the Wildcats. Pushing it to the far side. Tapped over. It's going to be a point for the Wildcats. That's a heady play there by Juniman. And it's 20-15 Hanover. There's the serve for the Wildcats. Avery Dieters back line. Pushing it up front. There's the spike by Becker. It's blocked, but out. So Centralia gets the point. They're down four, 20-16. Centralia now on the serve. Atkins here to the near side. Pushing it up. Now Atkins with the kill, but it's long. 20-17. And over by three. Atkins will set. Here's the set. Spike at the net. And it's a kill for the Wildcats. Barron. Makes it 21-17. There's the serve on the back line by Bruna. Centralia, can they get a last push? Becker, spike. Dug out there by Atkin. Cliff just pushes it over with one hand. Nearly got the point. Centrilia saves it. Spike blocked at the net. Panthers have it back. Here's Becker with the kill. Right into the hands of Juneman. Wild catch chance for the point. Atkins for a kill. Owens Eater splits down to save that one low. Becker again. Might have been long, but Bruna keeps it alive. Atkins again, but punches it right into the net. And a point for Centrilia. It's 21-18. And over by three. Couple subs checking in. Or I should say one. Olsen is out. Bergman is in for Centrilia. It's a three-point Hanover lead here in set three. 21-18. Jaden Wells to serve. Tapped over. Panthers have an opportunity here. Going to get a whistle, and a violation committed by Hanover is going to get Centrilia a point. They're back to within two with 21-19. There's Wells with the serve. Good dig there by Bruna. Atkins, touch, blocked at the net, but they're going to say Atkins was over the net. And it's a one-point game, 21-20, timeout Hanover. Coming down the home stretch, monster finish here. We'll close it out and see who takes this one home after a 30-second timeout here on KMZA.
Ready for a fast, safe, and easy way to send your share of the rent money? Put your feet up, because with Zelle, you can send your monthly amount from the comfort of your couch. Zelle is conveniently found in your United Bank and Trust online or mobile banking account, and it's available now. Ask a United Bank and Trust representative for more information. Available to United States bank account holders only. Terms and conditions apply. United Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Kansaland Radio.
Out of the timeout, big spike and big point there for Macy Holly. 22-20 Hanover here in the third set against Centrilia. You're listening to High School Volleyball, 92.1 KMZA Seneca. Brandon Tadman here, Kirk Kilman on the ones and twos. Appreciate it tonight. We got some great volleyball here in the TVL. Hanover, a nice defensive play and a block at the net. Their lead is now 23-20. They won the first set 25-17. Centrilia bounced back in set two, 25-18. And coming down the home stretch here, Becker with the kill, but it is in. I don't know, but Hanover, it looked long. And you have the officials here on the back line wearing Centrilia shirts. I'd be a little upset if I was Hanover's coach. That's a big point for Hanover. Nice hit back over to keep it alive for Holly. Panthers on the set here. They push it back. And Dieters with the kill. That was Avery Dieters. It's 23-22. Hanover by one. Becker with the serve, and then it's going to be an ace, and we're tied at 23. I would say grab your popcorn, but a lot of people already have, so taking advantage. 23-23, Becker another near ace, but Atkins kept it alive. Third hit has to go over for Hanover. Panthers on the set. Here's the spike. Blocked. Losey gets it on the back line. Here's Atkins for a kill, and she hammers it home. Big point for the Wildcats. It is match point for Hanover. 24-23. Atkins to serve. Puts it over. Avery Dieters sets to Owens Dieters. Back to Avery. Punching it over. Blocked. Owens Dieters keeps it alive. Third hit. Panthers have to get it over. Wildcats win this point. They win the match. Spike, it's long, and we're tied at 24. Had a chance. You can hear the crowd. It's a frenzy right now, and this is just the first match of three here tonight. 24-24, set three. Plenty, the serve barely gets over the net. It does, and the Panthers get the point on the ace. Oh, my. 25-24, Centrilia. I'm out, Wildcats. We're back in 30 seconds on KMZA.
Mom, I got the job. I got the job.
That's fantastic. Is it more money?
It's a lot more money.
Oh, you deserve it for working so hard at the community college.
I'm not done yet. I'm going to get my bachelor's degree.
Wow, where?
Peru State College. They offer degrees completely online. They didn't hassle me about what courses transferred, and they offer in-state tuition to everyone.
Do you think I could go too?
Of course. Just visit Peru State College at peru.edu.
.25-24 Centralia. Match point. The Wildcats need this one. Out of the timeout, there's a big spike and a big kill. We're tied at 25. Holly with the damage done. 25-25. Holly on the serve. Owen Dieters to her knees, but kept it alive. Avery Dieters will tap it over. Atkins, pushing it back over for the Wildcats. Here's a set, near side, kill shot. It's in. Panthers to point, Olsen, match point. This place is going to go nuts if Centralia gets this point. They're on their feet. Owen Dieters puts it up to Losey. Losey pushing it to the front of the line. There's the spike. There it is. Oh, kept it alive. Panthers keep it alive. Atkins on the backside. Now another opportunity. Push near side. Kill shot tip. And it's going to be in for the Wildcats. 26-26. Back and forth we go. 26-26. You got to win by two. Wildcats serve. Stahlbomber puts it in play. Here's Dieters on the kill. Clip. Kind of an awkward pushback over, but gets it there. Clip will set it back here for the Wildcats. Losey sets. Here's a spike, and there's the point. Hanover takes a 27-26 lead. And now Centralia wants to burn a timeout. So Centralia had an opportunity just moments ago, match point at 26-25, but Hanover has clipped the last 2 points. And now they have an opportunity for match point, 27-26, and a quick timeout. We're going to keep it right here for you. And this is only the beginning. Valley Heights, Hanover coming up next. These are the top three teams in the TBL. So huge implications for a potential league championship. Valley Heights won the league last year. They won the last two. Centralia won three straight from 16 to 18. Again, match point. And then Centralia, they have to get it back over, but Atkins can't do it, and we're tied at 27. 27-27. Avery Dieters back to serve. Good pace to it. Losey on the back line. Pushed up front. There's the tap over. It's blocked. Wildcats get it back. Pushing it here. To the near side, spike attempt. Owen Dieters with the save. Panthers a chance for the kill. Becker tipped in the air. Losey has it back line. Push to the far side. Clip with the spike and Clip with the point. 28-27 Hanover. Match point again for Hanover. It's Judiman back to serve. Put some loft under it. Panthers setting it up front. There's Becker, and then tapping it over the front line, and we're tied at 28. Oh, my. Both of these teams have had match points, but have been unable to finish. 28-28. Haverkamp with the serve. Backline save, pushed up in the air by Judiman. Atkins with a kill, and she puts it home. 29-28. Hanover again, a chance to finish. And it will be Bruna back to serve for the Wildcats. They lead 29-28, a chance to finish. To stay undefeated in league play, puts Centralia at their second potential loss. Becker with the spike, saved up front. Hanover pushing it back over. Dieter saves, set up by Haverkamp. Here's a spike, tipped, and in play, and that is good. Jaden Wells making it 29-29. So Hanover has had three opportunities for match points, and they have been unable to finish. Here's Wells with the serve. Back line, punched up in the air by Juniman. Juniman to Atkins, taps it over. It's saved, but not in play, and the point goes to the Wildcats. 30-29. Hanover again, a chance for the win. David Stahlbomber back to serve. Can the Wildcats finish and stay undefeated in league play and put Centralia to their second loss in league play? Here's the set. Here's the spike. And then beautiful placement. Becker gets the point for Centralia. It is 30-30. That is three straight opportunities the Wildcats have squandered on match point. Back line, and that one's hit too hard by Bruna. And now the Panthers have match point. You can hear the crowd. My goodness. A near ace, but kept alive. Kind of an awkward push, and then it's punched, and then it's a violation against the Wildcats, and Hanover let it slip away, and the Panthers.
The best time to take control of your health is now, and Community Healthcare System is offering a great chance at our October 9th health fair at the Onega Community Hospital. Call to schedule an appointment between 7 and 10 a.m. Walk-ins are also welcome. Complete blood count, chemistry panel, thyroid screen, cholesterol panel, and hemoglobin A1C for diabetes screening is $25. Men can add a PSA test for only $10. Flu shots and COVID-19 vaccines will also be available. More details at chcsks.org. The Community Healthcare System Health Fair, Saturday, October 9th at Onega Community Hospital.
You know them. If you live around here, you've done business with them. Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go when you've got a project in mind. They carry all brands you trust, like Mohawk, Wilson Art, Larson, CertainTeed, Valspar, and Owings Corning. They even carry Holland Grills, so you can celebrate a job well done. Visa, MasterCard, and Discover accepted. Area do-it-yourselfers and pros know Sutter Building Supply in Seneca is the place to go.
You have new health care coverage options through Kansas Farm Bureau Health Plans and your local Farm Bureau Financial Services agent. No matter what stage of life you are in, you will have options that fit your lifestyle. Plus, our network of providers is one of the largest available throughout the state of Kansas and beyond. For more information and to get a quote, contact Farm Bureau agent Chad Baker at 785-336-2341 or visit kfbhealthplans.com.
Mike, my team just pulled off the biggest upset ever.
Nice, Mike.
And some fans are getting crazy. They even flipped over a car.
Whoa.
Turns out it's my car, though.
Oh.
But I don't want to be upset right now. I want to know State Farm's going to take care of this, right?
We got you covered, Mike.
Yes! Woo!
Go with the one that's here to help life go right. State Farm.
Call State Farm agent Tom Hilbert in Seneca. Licensed in Kansas and Nebraska.
FM KMZA.
Oh, an absolutely terrible time for a little technical difficulties, but we are back. And if you just caught the end of it
I've really had two experiences. The first one was with my mother, and then the second one was with my double knee replacement surgery. And I can tell you that it has been a wonderful experience for me.
Life Care Center of Seneca offers expert rehab therapy as well as long-term care for our friends and neighbors.
The care and compassion and the individual attention is what I consider to be top-notch.
Everyday miracles at Life Care Center of Seneca.
We are having such a good hair day.
Selfie time!
Oh, that reminds me.
That's not a selfie.
I'm taking a picture of this check I just got. With my institution's mobile deposit app, the money goes straight into my free Kasasa checking account.
So, a check selfie?
A shelfie?
Oh, no, not a thing.
With state-of-the-art Kasasa checking, you get cash rewards and nationwide ATM withdrawal fee refunds every month you qualify.
Ask for Kasasa at Community National Bank, member FDIC. Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Milwaukee Tools have created a new vacuum, and you can see one at Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca and Hiawatha Farm and Home. It's M18 battery powered, it's compact, it has 50% more sustained suction, and it's designed for job site cleanup with a two-stage debris separator and a full set of accessories. And going on right now, see their Milwaukee sale. Buy a qualifying kit and a qualifying accessory and get $100 off. Your project starts here at Hiawatha Farm and Home and Stahlbaumer Lumber in Seneca.
This is Erica Jansen at SBS Insurance in Auburn. Do you consider yourself a safe driver and feel that you should benefit from that with lower auto insurance premiums? Auto insurance companies like Nationwide, Progressive, and Travelers offer telematics. Based on your safe driving, you can see up to a 30% discount. If you want to know more about how your safe driving can save you money, give your local SBS office a call.
SBS Insurance, the home team's pulling for you.
Kansaland Radio.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As your community bank, we offer a different approach to financial service. When you become a customer, you become a friend. Like any good friend, we're dedicated to giving you the financial answers and solutions that you and your family deserve. We'll do our best to help you achieve your financial goals. We're an equal housing lender.
First Heritage Bank. In Centralia, Corning, Seneca, and Vermilion. Member FDIC. Online at 1hbank.com.
This is Shelton Jones, pharmacist. You've probably been hearing about the benefits of fish oils, and you're wondering if all the hype is for real. The fact is that fish oils are one of the most researched and proven natural supplements available today. The benefits of omega-3s from fish are numerous, and the FDA even considers omega-3s heart healthy. Medical Arts is pleased to offer Nordic Naturals Beer Fish Oils, which we believe to be the best in the business. Come in today and pick up a free pamphlet on the benefits of omega-3 fatty acids. We're located at 701 Main Street in Seneca. Thank you for listening.
Now's the perfect time to reseed or overseed your yard. Do you have some bare spots, or does the whole yard need to be reseeded? You can do it yourself with rental equipment at Hine and True Value Farm Supplies. They have grass seeders, aerators, detachers, grass seed, and fertilizers you'll need. It's a great time now to plant grass seed, or for fall, weed control, they have the yard spray and sprayers to rent. Hine and True Value and Just Ask Rentals in Seneca. Behind every project is a true value.
KMZA.
Go, bud.
Well, apologize for the technical difficulties, but believe we are back on the air, and again, it was a tough time for that to happen right as Centralia closed out Hanover in the third set, 32-30. Hanover won the first set 25-17. Centralia then in the second set won it 25-18. And then a back-and-forth affair. Hanover had four opportunities, match points, but Centralia had an answer every single time, and they were able to prevail 32-30 to take it. So now that makes things very interesting. In the TBL standings, Centralia now 27-3 overall. They are 11-1 in league play. That's Hanover's first league loss, so they dropped to 10-1. So now they're a game back in the win column of Centralia, and they're 23-5. And now it's going to be Hanover and Valley Heights up next here in about 15 minutes or so. But Valley Heights now the lone team in the TBL without a loss now after Centralia was able to knock off Hanover there. Valley Heights 11-0 in league play. They're 21-5 overall. Now again, Hanover 10-1 and 23-5. So if Hanover can get this win against Valley Heights, then we'll go to the third match with Centralia and Valley Heights with all three of the teams with one loss in league play. So it's very important. Valley Heights at this point controlling their own destiny. If they can control and win out, they will win another league championship. They have won the last two last year and then 2019 as well. They control their own destiny now to win a third straight TBL title. But the second matchup coming up here in about 13 minutes or so, it'll be Hanover and Valley Heights. So we'll step aside for a minute, cross our fingers, knock on wood that these technical difficulties are no longer a thing, but it seems like we are okay to this point. So again, take it back to the studio for about 10 to 12 minutes, and when we come back, it'll be the second matchup between Hanover and Valley Heights. Keep it locked into high school volleyball here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.